Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And it's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread. Thank you for all your edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. You always preach the truth with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere and Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. All right. Jesus Christ is Lord. Because he lived, we live also. Hallelujah. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, raising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, it's the Lord's doing. We've done nothing to save ourselves. But by grace we are saved through faith. We are the called of God, ordained to eternal life, ordained to be true worshipers, ordained to love one another and serve one another by love, ordained to believe the truth. We believe it, Lord. We have hope in thee. Help me now, Jesus. Help us now, Father, to come together with one accord, to glorify you with one mouth, to be like-minded, O God. Let it be so. Heal us and we'll be healed. Save us and we'll be saved. Thou art our praise, O God. We pray in Jesus' name. We also uphold Brother Charlie Jones. Brother Charlie Jones, oh, he said, pray for me, Pastor Rice, that God will save me. And, you know, deliver me from all and forgive me of all my wrongdoing. So we pray for Charlie Jones. Save Charlie Jones, Lord. Save us. Hallelujah. We'll also uphold Bambi, Sister Dan Johnson's daughter. We thank you, Lord, progress that she even requests to be on the prayer list. Yes, when folk have problems and they desire to be on the prayer list, that's good. So, she's on the list, Lord. We uphold it before you this hour. We pray the same for Bambi as we pray for Charlie Jones. Give her a new heart. May she come to know you in the full pardon of her sin. Then she'll have more than she ever had, more she can ask for. So that's our prayer for her, Lord God. Save her and give her all the things that accompany salvation. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that a good prayer? That's always how I pray. Y'all know I don't pray when you all pray that Pastor so-and-so leave me alone. I don't pray like that. That's what y'all pray, huh? Huh? Pray that Pastor Rice don't lie on me this morning. I'm not going to pray that. Hallelujah. I do pray that we receive the grafted word with meekness, that we don't be playing around, you know. I see it. It's, you know, it's foolish. When you see fools do things, to them it's not foolish. That's why they do it. But someone that's had experience, they say, my God, they know what they're doing. So that's what I see. I see a great God who gave his all for us, and we just don't respond right. We don't think anything about it, though, because we got other things that we're concerned with. You know, they're not heavenly, but nevertheless, we're concerned with. Hallelujah. And of course, when we tell you heavenly things, they don't mean much because you're too earthly minded. you talk about them, your grandfolk talk about them, your kinfolk, but, you know, I'm not going to talk about, even if I talk about earthly things, I'm talking about heavenly things.
Yeah.
Everybody understand?
Yeah.
And you may receive them, and some do, you know, just, well, they're just words. Well, if that's how you receive them, that's all they are. You know, to Jesus Christ, he's just a figment of some people's imaginations. But to we that are saved, he's the power of God. See what I mean? So these words are spirit and life if you receive them like that. If not, then they're nothing. Now, it's foolish if we come here and receive them as anything other than spirit and life. In the beginning was the Word. Okay, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ, the perfect, superlative manifestation of the invisible God, was, still is. And the written Word the same way? Huh? Yeah, the Word, the Spirit and the Word agree. If God is good, then the Word is good. You wretched sinners. See how good that is? Well, Pastor Rice, hallelujah. Now, we might say praise the Lord. Some don't even say that. Huh? Now, we ought to respond like wretched sinners. Saved by grace. Huh? Don't worry about the feeling. Just give God the glory to his name. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. So things don't always appear to be what they are. You understand. You have to look into things. And the Spirit searcheth all things. Well, Pastor, just believe it or not. But the Spirit searcheth all things, even the deep things of God. And that means you can't hide. That's for your good, though. Even if we're on God's radar. No matter where we go, no matter what we do. That's good. How devastating it would be for us if we could get out of his gaze, out of his reach. Huh? Well, since he loves us, he keeps an eye on us. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ear is open unto their cry. Hallelujah. So I was approached this morning about a mattress situation. Of course, when we look into it, it seems, all right, Tim's going to change his mind now. Well, see, again, things are not as they appear. I'm told Paul wants the whole thing. See? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then it was told to me that Ruth wanted to change her mattress up. But when you ask her, she don't. And that's how it is. See, so I want, and then when God confronts us, oh, no. See what I mean? This should be simple. Should be. We'll get to the heart of it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. If everybody got what they wanted, they wouldn't be saved.
Amen.
Of course, we're not in full agreement with that. As much grace as we get from God, we say, yeah, if I got everything I wanted, I wouldn't have God. But when we have him, we have all that we need. The problem is, what we need, we don't want. That's because we need what we don't have. Once he gets us fixed, then we'll want what he gives us. That's not the case. Or we like not to be troubled. You know what I mean. We like not to be distressed. But we don't necessarily like what God wants to give us. Amen. I heard the brother say that's right. That encourages me. It's true anyway, but you all give some kind of sign of affirmation. It's helpful. See, some won't do it. Why? Well, they don't think it's important, you know. But when they want a mattress change, they want affirmation. But when I want affirmation, they act like, look at me. Yeah, see what I mean? Praise the Lord. I mean, we should confirm one another. We should say amen to the truth.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, the way I got it, I'm just telling you how I got it. God knows the truth. The truth will be manifest. Paul wants the whole thing down there. Ruth don't want to give it to him. That's how I got it. Ruth wants to change out the mattress. That's how I got it. And so it was brought to me. That's what I'm talking about. But when we started to look into it, then things changed. You know, well, now Paul wants the mattress and it's okay. Well, if it was okay, then I wouldn't be involved. See what I mean? See how crooked this is? But I am involved because, you know, we just don't know how to conduct ourselves. A lot of things we could settle if we were just honest and upfront with each other and love one another. But a lot of my time, I'll be speaking for other people. That's because they... somehow they can't talk to them. Would you ask Marie such and such? Or would you ask her? I do that. Y'all know that? Y'all know why? Do you know why, though? It's because your heart's not right to do it. Y'all know that? Well, that's why the situation was brought to me. Absolutely. My heart's right to do it. Because all I'm looking for is righteousness. I have no concern for mattresses. Jesus Christ didn't die for mattresses. No, he died for wretched sinners. And that's who we are.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He uses mattresses and beds and whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's just to save us. Not to save the mattress. You all understand that all these things that we deal with, that are associated with, that pertains to us, that God's using them to save us. And he uses these things so that our heart is manifest.
Yeah.
If we didn't have anything, our heart wouldn't be manifest.
Amen.
See?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But there's a struggle over, the body of Christ. That's who we are. And Christ is saying, hey, you're mine. And we're saying, no. See? There's a dispute over the body of Christ. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Huh? And Jesus said, you are my body. And we said, He said, your lips are mine. We said, You watch me talk. And that's what we do. We say everything but thank you, Jesus. We say everything but praise the Lord. Why? Because we maintain that our lips are on. We say our feet are on. We go where we want to go, or when we want to go. Not, we don't say, Father, where would you have me to go? Anybody know where we should go at 7 o'clock?
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you again. Anybody know where we ought to go at 7 o'clock? Or is that a.m. or p.m.? Either.
Well,
we do know. That don't get us there, though. See what I mean?
Hallelujah.
Is God's grace sufficient? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah, Jesus, Lord. Mighty God.
Can his grace get us there?
Yes.
Amen. Why don't we get there? Y'all talk to me. Oh, right. It is right.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
See, don't get angry with it. She's rejoicing in the truth.
Amen. Amen.
Others are saying, well, it's the truth, but no, rejoice in the truth.
Amen.
Hey, wait a minute. The Bible said we should rejoice in the truth. Okay, then. Yeah, that's what it says. If you don't want to do it, just go to hell. Don't argue with me. The Bible said, rejoice in the truth.
Hallelujah.
What else would we do in this room? Well, by grace are you saved? Through faith. Rejoice in the truth. Or we could rejoice in iniquity.
Amen. Truthful.
Are some of us rejoicing in iniquity? Yes.
Absolutely.
Huh? Yeah. Can we ask help from God?
Yes.
Will we? Probably not. See what I'm saying? Y'all sitting here waiting for me to preach. This is how I preach. Okay? I stand in defense of the God. It's shameful for us not to give God the glory. We should give tribute to whom tribute is due. We should give honor to whom honor is due. I'm not going to back up. I'm not backing up. Give Caesar what's due him. But make sure you give God what's due him. We owe the flesh nothing. We're no longer debtors to the flesh.
Amen. That's true. Hallelujah.
We still give it dividends, though. Huh? Hey, we're no longer debtors to the flesh.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
But we are debtors to the one that died for us. Yea, rather that rose again. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, that's the truth.
Amen. Glory to God.
The devil and his angels. He'll prepare for this. Now, there's a place prepared for you.
Yes.
Are we going to take our place? Hallelujah.
Yeah, my Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself. That you can always be with me. That where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah. Now, we need to understand how we need to present ourselves.
Amen.
We're in training.
Yes,
because we'll forever be with him.
Amen.
So we need to know how to possess our vessels in sanctification.
Thank you, Lord.
We need to know how to present ourselves before God, who is holy. Now, we don't have to wait. That's how he's preparing us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The place he's preparing. Now we have to be prepared for the place.
Amen. Amen.
Let's not be so stubborn.
Hallelujah.
Right, so Lord, prepare me.
Yes, Jesus, yes, prepare me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Don't just say it with your lips.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Hallelujah. All right. Well, the Lord's doing that. But just believe God. Praise the Lord. In every detail. Huh? In every experience, every situation, He's preparing us. He's using mattresses, beds, huh? Tabernacles and dining halls, backhoes and tractors, huh? And such. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus Christ saving you.
Hallelujah.
Like you're saying about building, it was reminded to me the other day, not too long ago anyway, about how whenever Solomon was going to build the temple, you know, all the things were being prepared out in the wilderness. And then whenever they were done, then they just all came together without hammers and all that other kind of stuff. And that's what it looks like to me. You know, he's just working on each person in his own way. Like you always say, you know, he's doing multiple things at once.
Amen.
And that's what I'm seeing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Said he would do it. Amen. God, by his own word, said he would save his people. Yes, he did. That's so. Hallelujah. And his people will be saved. That's so. Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Huh? We'll be willing in the day of his power. Huh? We'll be willing. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, where I am is, I just believe what I say. I believe that God is above all. And that we are really not worth saving. But he wants to save us. That's what I believe. So it grieves my heart as well as God's when he sees us act contrary. Of all that he's done, we're so unworthy. And no matter what you say, we're still it's like, huh? None effect. It is grievous. Now, we're told to grieve not the spirit. That's what we're told. By the all-wise God. Huh? Grieve not the Holy Spirit of promise. It's how you're sealed until you are delivered from this bondage of corruption. So don't grieve.
Amen.
These are instructions from God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Quench not the spirit.
Amen.
Despise not prophesying.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have good instruction.
Yes.
If we would just realize what God's grace, the work it will have to do, is let us see how wretched we are.
Amen.
Now we think we know, but
thank
we don't.
Lord.
When we act no, then we give God,
amen.
No one have to tell
amen.
Us. Let alone, pomp and pride. We just think too much of ourselves.
Amen.
Of course, there's a remedy. We could say,
yes,
Lord, when we pray, we could say, Lord, help me.
Amen.
I don't want to think of myself more highly in all the things. That's how I pray.
Yes.
I believe God.
Yes.
See?
Absolutely.
Now, we use our mouths for all. I live here, and I hear all kind of stuff. But I don't hear what I need to hear, you know, sporadically here and there from some, but most part, we don't talk right. And of course, whatever we say, there's power in it. You know, either unto life or unto death. It either glorifies God or it doesn't. It doesn't do both.
Amen.
Huh? It's to the power of life or the power of death.
Amen.
And it seems to have a stronghold on some. Absolutely. That's why I was so blessed by Brother David coming to me yesterday. Because I'm always saying, be careful what you say about folk. You know, be careful. It's just, it's not profitable.
And when he came over here, he was standing, he was waiting on me. Amen. That's one thing that blessed me.
Right.
Because he believed I'd show up.
Right.
Y'all believe Jesus is show up?
Amen.
Well, that's been proved out. You know how I believe that he knew I was coming? He was standing right here. Brother Larry was over there. It was David was standing right here. There was nobody there. When I came in, David was standing right here. You know what that means? He thought I was coming. Now, see, this means something to me. To some, it don't mean anything because, you know, their heart's not right. Their mind's not right. Huh? Their heart's not right toward God. This is an indication, an example of what folk do when they believe somebody's coming.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That don't pertain to us?
Yes.
Shouldn't I preach about it?
Yes.
I see an example right in front of my
yes.
face. Absolutely. Hallelujah. I see a man standing here and nobody's here.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Why? Because he believes somebody's going to
yes.
show up.
Amen.
See? And that's what some aren't doing.
Amen.
Or sporadically, haphazardly.
Right.
Huh? Not like God is God.
Right.
Not like God's word is true.
Right.
You know, they do it like, you know, on my terms, in my way. That's never going to get it.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. True.
But the first thing he did was apologize.
Amen.
Brother, that's beautiful.
Yes,
Sherry was here.
Yes.
She heard him.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise God.
He said, Pastor Rice, I apologize. You were right. Not because I was right, but because I was right.
Right.
I said, brother, you know, don't do that, brother. Just say that so and so. I'll be more specific. Some items were missing. I said, don't say somebody stole them, brother. Don't do that. Just say they're missing. Isn't that how I told you, David?
True.
See?
True.
Well, that's how I'm telling y'all.
Amen.
I said, no. He had a list here, and he wrote on it. He said, I'm going to give this to Brother Dennis, it's a, these items were stolen. Then that was the list. I said, no. So I folded the paper. I tore that part off. And I said, here. That's what I did. See? That's how, y'all don't believe me, but I'm telling you, that's how I do it. When you do so, I don't think the worst of it. No, I don't. And we shouldn't do that. It's just not profitable. At least, you know, he had the grace and the fortitude to come back. Some don't do that. They just, you know, quietly let it pass over. No good. And then they go do it again. See? That's why I was so blessed by this. They just quietly say nothing, and then they do it again, and then they do it again, and then they do it again. See?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, what I do speak right things.
Amen.
So I say, you know, when people talk contrary, I tell Dave and you and everybody else, don't listen to them.
Amen.
I don't care who they are.
Amen.
You know, I'd be a fool to say, okay, I'm going to preach now. Now, don't y'all believe? I'm not going to do that.
Amen.
No, I'm not. Before I do that, I'd sit down and shut up.
Thank God.
So when folk talk contrary, don't listen to them.
Amen.
You don't have to listen. You can tell when they start off.
Amen.
And you can just leave or say
Amen.
That. Don't look into it because
Amen.
It won't be profitable.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
We don't want to look for things to accuse folk for.
Amen.
If we're looking, then we ought to be looking so we can forgive. That's not why we look. Anybody know what we're supposed to do when a brother trespass? Well. So if we're looking, then we must be looking for that, huh? Hypocrites. See what I mean? That's, David wasn't looking to forgive him. Absolutely not. See? Oh, but it's different with you, huh? Don't y'all go to sleep on me.
Hallelujah.
And then blame it on some physical deal. That's not the case.
Amen.
No.
Mighty God.
Gina, you're not going to smile at me today. Hallelujah. We were trying to figure out how to tell Gina she's cooking the chicken too long. So I'm doing it like this. See? That way nobody will be offended. She cooks good, but lately she let it stay in there a little bit too long, or she turned it up a little bit too high. Anyway, it's getting a little bit too done. That's my judgment. I know Gina appreciates it, don't you, Gina? Amen. Crazy. See how I do for y'all? Y'all could tell about you. Your heart's not right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I just say it in righteousness. Now, anything could happen. She could not agree with me and do the same. What can I say? I'll still have peace. Won't you? When you do it in righteousness, you have peace.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, righteousness is its own reward.
Yes, Lord.
Vengeance belongs to God.
Amen.
You getting vengeance is not right.
Amen.
You won't be satisfied
Amen.
With it.
Amen. Truth, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's something that makes you a usurper.
Yes.
Absolutely. Amen. Almighty Yahweh said, vengeance belongs to me.
Amen.
And it's good that it does, because righteousness belongs to him too.
Yes, Lord, amen.
You said, what about me? Well, we have righteousness, but it's not our own.
Amen.
I mean, our own righteousness is not righteousness.
Amen.
That's what we call it.
Amen.
You know it.
Hallelujah.
But by grace, we have righteousness.
Amen.
It's God's.
Yes, Lord.
And it is right.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Isn't that a reward in itself?
Yes.
Huh? Y'all know it's right to go to the tabernacle?
Yes.
I see.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to keep saying it. Now, you can act like a fool if you want to. Righteousness is doing right. Hallelujah. Not in your own power, not in your own strength, but simply as a result of you believing God. If you believe God, it'll get you to the tabernacle. If you depart from the faith, it won't get you. See? And if you hear what the Spirit says, you'll have to do it by faith. Huh? And if you hear it by faith, hopefully it'll get down in there and change you.
Yes.
It will.
It will.
If you keep doing what you're doing, then that lets me know something.
Amen.
Everybody understand?
Yes, Lord.
You're mocking God.
Amen.
The only thing about that,
Amen.
He's not mocked.
Amen.
Huh? No, you will not be somewhere laughing at God throughout
Amen.
Eternity. No, you won't. God's going to laugh.
Yes, Lord.
And he that laughs last. Last best.
Amen.
Huh? Huh? Amen. He's going to put an end to your little party. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. You'll have all eternity to think about. Hallelujah. Well, there won't be nothing to do about it. No, the parable that was given, you know, was told, well, folk that are here can't get over there, and the folk that are there can't get over. There's a great chasm. Huh? And that's how it is. You'll be able to see, but you won't be able to get there. They won't be able to get to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Are you humble this morning? Well, no, Pastor, we're haughty. Help, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, our example, being found in the form of a man,
Amen.
Humbled himself.
Amen.
That's our, and became obedient.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Even unto the death.
Yes.
That means he didn't draw a line.
Amen.
You know, like we do?
Amen.
That means I'm only going this far.
Amen.
Maybe. You know, if I feel like it. If the winds are favorable. No good.
Amen.
Y'all know that's not serving God. That's serving yourself.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
That's serving yourself.
Amen.
That's not how Jesus did it. He
Amen.
Said, Father, whatever.
Amen. Whatever.
Ridicule, humiliation,
Help me
degradation,
yes.
Scorn,
yes.
Scourging.
Yes.
He didn't draw the line.
Amen.
Lay down the line.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Now, we are Christians.
Yes,
and we just don't equate this part with being
Amen.
Christian. That's why we seek our own.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seeking your own has nothing to do with Christ.
Amen.
It's antichrist.
Amen. Yes.
Now, if you would seek Christ, you'd get yourself to the tabernacle.
Amen.
And you'd seek God.
Amen.
while he may be found. See? Now understand while he may be found. Just understand that. If you can. Hallelujah. Of course, you can go to the tabernacle and still be stubborn and rebellious. Well, we're example. Huh? Praise the Lord. We ought to go to the tabernacle, though. Huh? But we shouldn't use that as an excuse. You know that's how we do.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. Now, what would it profit me? Well, I'm just yielding to God.
Amen.
And it's quite a work. But I won't complain because I've got nothing to complain about.
Amen.
Yeah, if God's going to use somebody for this, then I'm glad he's using
Amen.
Me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I do give him the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, after the flesh, I'd say, well, you know, so-and-so don't go to the tabernacle. No need for me to go.
Right.
After the flesh, that's how I'd say it. But as a servant of God,
Amen.
I say it like I say it.
Yes.
See? And I mean it like I say it. Because I'm doing his will,
Amen.
Not mine.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Abound to be plentiful. Exist in large numbers or amount. To have plenty. To be wealthy. To be filled. Teamed with. Pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? God's plenteous in mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Amen.
Running over.
Running over.
Yes, Lord. So what's required is somebody that loves mercy.
Amen.
And you would think naturally wretched folk would love mercy. But since they're wretched, they don't love mercy. Y'all understand that? Because we're wretched, we don't love mercy. Any man that loves mercy, it's a work of grace in him.
Amen.
And even while that work of grace in him, that other work still in him.
Amen.
You know, the work that don't love mercy.
Right. Amen.
Yes. I'm not asking y'all.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Glory. Amen. Praise the Lord.
So we can yield our members to either one. This grace and love mercy, we could yield to that.
Hallelujah.
Or this old nature that don't love mercy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. True.
I know you. Only a fool wouldn't love mercy. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Only a fool would reject. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
True.
What I'm telling you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord.
God's given us mercy.
Yes.
That's not so that we can come to the dining hall and go to sleep.
Thank
I don't preach that long.
Hallelujah.
Brother said we start in the morning and quit in the evening.
Praise
I don't do that.
Amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Your heart's just not right.
Amen.
You can sleep at home. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. So again, God has plenty. He has everything. I like the word that he's able to make all grace abound.
Amen. Yes.
See?
Yes.
Toward you?
Yes.
That you always and everything will have sufficiency always.
Yes.
Is that enough to get us to the tabernacle? Boy, I like the way I preach. Hey, Rose, I like the way I preach it. Hey, is that enough to get me to the tabernacle? Hey, is that enough for me to pray fervently? Is God's grace sufficient? Can I rejoice in the truth? Oh, we can. We can. If we're willing. If we're willing.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
That's just how I look at it.
Yes.
All the things that we do that say God is a liar, I rebuke them.
Amen.
Yeah, even if I don't. The way some of us serve him around here, we call him a liar. Absolutely. You a bold-faced liar, God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And you know who the liar is, don't you? Absolutely. Let all men be a liar. Let God be true. I am high and lifted up. I gave my all for you. You should give your all to me. This is the truth. Oh, I will give my all, Lord, but I'm not going to the tabernacle with the other saints. If I go, I'm going to show up a little bit later. You understand? Or if I show up early, I'm going to leave a little bit early. And I'm really not going to apply myself to seeking your face. And I'm not going to lift a voice of praise to you. You know. That how we do it? Well, I don't look at it that way. I understand that. That's why I'm preaching like this. The way you look at it is, well, that's all right. You know, God still loves me and I'm still on my way. That's how you look at it. No? Somebody tell me I'm wrong. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Now, anybody could say it, but Edie said it. See what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Pastor Rice, you're always standing up to reprove us.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Understand, I am reproving you.
Amen. Yes.
Which means not right.
Amen.
We'll put a line through that.
Praise
wrong
the Lord.
Answer. Try again. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Wrong answer. That Amen. Not like that.
Amen.
Like this.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Lord. Amen. So we talked about being weaned. Of course, we found it in the book. So we must be weaned from the breast. Huh? We must use strong meat. Hallelujah. And of course, we are being weaned in many ways. You know, like when you live out there, you do certain things. Well, when you come here, we have to be weaned from ordering out.
Praise the Lord.
Weaned from going when we want to go.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
See? I really have no desire to go.
Amen.
Sometimes it's expedient that I do, but otherwise, I'm satisfied to stay here.
Amen.
But I have grace for that.
Amen.
That's not the natural.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Thank you,
but that's
Jesus.
Where I am. Hallelujah. I'm content to wait on Jesus.
Amen.
Huh? This is what the Lord has done for me. This is my testimony.
Hallelujah.
I've sought my own and walked contrary. Absolutely. So I know all about what I'm talking about. Yes, I do.
Hallelujah.
Isn't God wise?
Yes.
Well, if he had you stand up here, you would know these things. Huh? Y'all wouldn't know about seeking y'all, right? Yeah, you just wouldn't tell the truth about it. That's why you have trouble when I say it. Huh? Hey, that's why you have trouble when I say it. You won't be honest with yourself. Everybody understand? Yeah, you do know just as well as I know. Yes, you do. You know about walking contrary. You know about being haughty. You know about, yes, you do. You're just not willing to be honest about it. So you wouldn't be able to edify us. And you're not able to edify. Not like that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Amen.
So, yeah, we come here and we consider things to be our own. Oh, yeah. Some still aren't fully winged.
Right.
No, no, no. So they expect to get a certain car when they go?
Right.
Don't they, Dorothy?
Yep.
See what I mean? And if somebody ride in it that's unsavory, well, they might get cooties in there. Don't they, Dorothy? I like the way I preach. See? Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get away from Thank you. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. Well, how do you do it, brother? I said, can you give me a vehicle?
Yeah, Lord. Amen.
And if it gets me where I want to go, I guess I'm satisfied.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I see. We don't all do it like that. It is how we ought to do it. It's the righteous way. Hallelujah. When I came to community, I had a vehicle. It didn't last very long. An Astro van like this one I drive now. Of course, it wasn't all cut out like that. And the doors opened and closed good. But one day, one of the brothers that had a job off the place came back, and I guess they were too tired. They totaled the thing. Well, I guess I moaned and wept. And absolutely not. Also, I considered it, you know, community property. Hallelujah. So I didn't have a vehicle, but I had a vehicle. You understand. Hallelujah. Went up to Maine. They didn't have very many vehicles. Of course, they didn't do much going either. There was some brothers that worked off the place. And in fact, they lived down south because of their job. They come up on the weekend. They had cars. There were maybe a couple there. But everybody didn't have one. Mm-mm. We didn't have grid power either.
Hallelujah.
No, we had a windmill on a 90-foot tower.
Thank you, Lord.
We had diesel generators.
Thank you, Jesus.
And a windmill. How about that?
All right. Praise the Lord.
Pretty good, huh?
Yes.
We had power.
Yes.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Oh, we had food to eat. Had shoes for our feet. Had hands to labor for our hands. Hallelujah. But what I'm talking about is giving it. Well, once you give it, you don't consider it your own. Even if you give it and you think it's your own, you haven't given it. So that's what's going on with this salvation. You know, what's required is that we give.
Amen.
Heart, mind, soul, everything to God. That's what's required.
Amen.
That's how it was said before us. That's how the example did it.
Amen.
See?
Yes.
But we haven't done it.
Hallelujah.
We supposedly, but we still say, you know, it's mine. When we give it, then we have no say about it. I see. When we give it, when we have a say about it, then we've not given it. Everybody understand?
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, God purchased us. Before that, though, he created us. We're his twice.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
We're his by creation. However, in the righteousness of God, the devil stole us, or we gave ourselves to it. Yeah. You understand?
Yes.
We betrayed our maker and sold over to the devil.
Amen.
We did that in the first Adam.
Yes.
By one man's disobedience.
Yes.
He gave power to the devil.
Yes.
By one man's disobedience, he gave power to Satan.
Yes.
In one man's disobedience, he gave power to the devil.
Yes.
Well, Pastor Rice, what happened in my disobedience? Well, preach to me. Go ahead. Preach to me. Hallelujah. Hey, preach to me.
Yes,
some of you won't say nothing.
Yes,
yeah, see how? And I, as far as I'm concerned, that's wicked.
Right. Amen. Amen. Thank you,
absolutely.
Hallelujah.
If you're not going to say nothing the rest of the day, fine.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
That's not the case.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Y'all know the Bible said that by one man's disobedience, sin came into the world.
Yes.
And by sin, death. Y'all understand that? Well, we understand it when it changed the way we walk.
Thank you, Jesus.
Otherwise, it's rhetoric.
Amen.
It's a fable. And that's how most of us look at the truth. Can you say with your own mouth, by one man's disobedience, sin came into the world? Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Gina. Yeah. You don't have to say it. It's in the book. One man. One man. And conversely, by one man's obedience. Huh? Many were made righteous. Hallelujah. So what happened when you're obedient? It worked righteousness. But that's because of the one man's obedience. And we can be obedient. And when we purpose to do evil, we poo-poo on the one who brought this obedience in. We don't look at it like that because then it would maybe slow us down a little bit. And when we want to do what we want to do, then don't put the truth in our way. That truth will slow me down. It'll keep me from doing what I want. Keep me from seeking my own. Might even get me to the tabernacle. Woo! You know, even though I'm reluctant to stand up, when I have so much joy and peace.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Hooray! Thank you, Lord. Or it's the old flesh, he's the same every day.
Yes.
He tried to find an excuse.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Yes.
But because of you, God won't let me find one.
Hallelujah.
You all understand that I know that?
Preach to me.
Yeah, I'm going to preach because you're here. Uh-huh. Yeah. You don't look at it that way? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, for this call. Hallelujah. This one for you. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Well, I know what a labor it is to get to the tabernacle.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, but... if we do anything that please God, it's a labor.
Amen.
That's because of this body that we're in.
Amen.
It'll cost you something. It'll be a crucifixion to the flesh. Hallelujah. You don't. I know. I'm not asking y'all. Okay. Hallelujah. Now. Some here in their 90s,
right.
I guess one,
right.
Paul in his 80s,
Amen.
Maybe brother in his 80s. Well, he does pretty good for 80, though.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
It's the Lord's doing.
Yeah, Lord.
And for a long time, so did Paul.
Yeah.
Now, Paul's still kicking, though.
Yeah,
they counted him out, but God's still upholding him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I guess he's got a little bit more work to do in Paul.
Amen.
And me and you.
Yes.
Huh? Praise the Lord. He's begun the work, he has to finish it. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I think Paul should press his way up here. That's what I think. Hallelujah. I think Charlene should press her way to the tabernacle. You know what I asked Kevin in the morning? What did I ask you, Kevin? I said, but before that, where's Charlene? Amen. Ain't that so? I know she's high 70s, but come on. Come on. Brother gets there. He's got her trumped. Now, she don't like this because it requires strife. I know it costs her something to do it. Absolutely. But I know that God always compensate more than what we get.
Yes.
I know that too.
Yes.
Whatever it costs, God will.
Yes,
yes, he will.
Yes,
he will. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. And he'll cause us to grow.
Amen.
We won't grow if we don't press.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I knew that was coming, she said. Well, God is faithful.
Yes,
what do you want me to say? We shouldn't press. I'd never get there. Come on. You came too late to tell me. Huh? And I understand that's because I'm still in this pain. Yeah. And that old nature is in there, and old man. But we know what to do with him. I crucify him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. So God is well able. Whatever we need, he's got it, and he's willing to give it to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above. What kind of talk is that? Exceedingly abundantly above. All that we may even ask or think. Brother, we know how to ask. We know how to think. But he's able to do exceeding abundantly above that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll say, Lord, give me houses and land. Exceedingly abundant. God, give me a wife. Exceedingly abundant. Amen. Give me a husband. Exceedingly abundant. Hey, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. The French would say beaucoup. No? Yeah, a whole bunch. Huh? The German would say grosser. Grosser. Oh, like our iniquity. Grosser. Huh? Well, David said, mine is great. What about yours? Just like mine. Yeah, it's great. Iniquity. Huh? In fact, that's one of the first scriptures I've got. Y'all want to hear it? Let me get on down the paper here. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. Y'all hearing this? Ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Is this written so that we can complain? So we can murmur? Oh, my God. Well, then we're in training then. Huh? Praise the Lord. And then shall many be offended. And shall betray one another. Betray one another. Betray. Denial proceeds. Betrayal. Betrayal. Hallelujah. Huh? We ain't going to deny the Lord Christ that bought us, are we? And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound. See? Much of it. Overflowing. Teeming over. Huh? Buku. Grossa. Iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. But, thank God, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Shall abound, shall abound. That, help me, Jesus. That makes me think of the verse Brother Neil sent to me where he emphasized shall. Y'all know that? Did y'all catch that? Maybe not. We'll expound on it then. Huh? And her desire will be to her husband, and he shall rule over it. See? Y'all didn't see it? I'll pull it up. Hey! It is the truth. That's not God's first shall. It's for thou shall love the Lord thy God. That's the first one. That's the first one. That's the first one. Hey! Now, if you aren't going to take heed to that one, we don't want to hear about the other one. Huh? We don't want to hear about he shall rule. We want to hear he shall rule. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I guess if he said shall, then it's settled then, huh? Well, let's love him then. Huh? That's why he saved us. So we could receive his love. Hallelujah. God needs somebody to receive his goodness. That's what we're ordained for. He needs somebody to believe the truth. And that's what we're for. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Yeah, I caught that, Brother Neil. I said, now look at Neil. Her desire shall be to her husband, and he shall rule over her. Isn't that what you wrote? I still got it, brother. Y'all didn't read that, he said. Y'all are something, man. I'm telling y'all. Help me, Jesus. I need you, Lord. Every hour. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm because I did this once. You know, I was zealous. I'm still zealous. Maybe a little bit more knowledge, but I'm still zealous. But I've always had a zeal for God. Like Paul. Hallelujah. And one time, you know, we had some tent meetings over in Germany. They didn't amount to much, but we had them anyway. And we made a flyer, and I used the shields. Y'all want to hear? And, of course, the chaplain said, yeah, I don't have any problem with it, but it's the way you do it. He didn't like my shield. Praise the Lord. Listen to it. Oh, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Huh? See what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. In my name they shall cast out devils. Hallelujah. They shall speak with new tongues. See? I used all the shall. Huh? The chaplain said, man, you didn't do it right. He didn't say it in those words, but he didn't like my flyer. I had too many shells. These are not the first shell. Hey, the first one, brother. Listen to me. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Hallelujah. Huh? They'll take care of all the shell. Oh, he'll take care of all of them. Hallelujah. He provoked me when he said it. Yes, y'all see I'm provoked, don't you? But God allows me to get provoked like this because I love him. His spirit's in me. Yeah, I use it for your edification, though. Hallelujah. We got no problem with it, brother. It's true. Yeah. We say amen to the truth. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. We shall overcome, brother. See? Nothing wrong with God's shall. They're absolute. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I got to go on in Jesus' name. It's a beautiful day, beautiful morning. Rose and I were looking at the sunrise, so beautiful. Yeah. How the light goes, the sun sets. Yeah. It's just beautiful. Last 2 days, yeah. In the midst of our drought, we had some little refreshing. Yeah. And God has sent us timely rains. Yeah. The grass is still green. Yeah. The ponds are low, but the grass is still green. Yeah. Flowers are still blooming. Yeah. We still have water to drink. Yeah. See, hallelujah. We still pray for the rain. Yeah. Hallelujah. But we thank God for the rain that he has sent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I've got it right here. See? For it's by one man's disobedience. See? I got it right here. Many were made sinners. Huh? One man. And so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Hallelujah. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Grossa. Buku. Huh? Praise the Lord. But where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Huh? And this is God's grace. It's just overflowing. Absolutely. Yeah, that's plenty of God's grace. It abounds more than sin. And we know sin abounds. Huh? Iniquity abounds. God's grace abounds more. See? Charlene. I love you, Charlene. Charlene sent me messages and she said, I love you, Pastor. Boy, I just smiled all over myself. yeah, they mean a lot to me. Yes, they do. You know, when you tell God, it means a lot. Absolutely. Especially when it's from the heart. And it is true. We do love God. Absolutely. You know how I know? Yeah, that's because he loves us. And we need to walk in that light. Yeah. We need to walk in that light. Hallelujah. What shall we say then? Well, let me go on. I got to back up. Then as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Boy, what a blessing. Huh? Praise a deliverance. Huh? From everlasting damnation. Huh? Praise the Lord. A gift. Eternal life. Heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. My God. Fullness of joy. Pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. No way we're going to come up short. Huh?
Amen.
Of course, the world says it differently.
Right.
Your old man says it differently.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes, just like my old man. He said, man, you need to get you a little bit of pleasure here.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, I need to make sure what kind of pleasure I get, though.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We don't want to be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Thank you, Lord. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin? What that means is we have power over sin. I can't get to the tabernacle. Well, that's not what it says. Oh, I can't be obedient. That's not what it says. It says we have the power to do it. Hallelujah. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? No more Neil. Neil is dead. His life is hid with Christ. Now put your name in there. Dorothy is dead. Her life is hid. Marie. Renee. Kurt. Charlene, it's already done. We need to walk in that light. You are dead, brother. Yes, you are. Well, yeah, I'm dead. My life is hid with Christ and God. Now, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Huh? Aren't you excited, Tim? Tim said he was working up another message to preach to y'all. I said, right on, brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't it good that God stirs him up? We'll make room for you too. All right? So y'all don't have to preach behind the tree. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. You know, that's what it means. I heard about baptism of Robert's children. I don't know that it was taught to them like this, but that's what it, you baptized too. That's what it means. No more eating. Huh? Anybody baptized, they say, that's the end of me. That's what it means. They say, now it's just Christ. Of course, they were baptized and they had I Made a Decision t-shirt on. Praise the Lord. That's not so. Y'all listen to me. Amen. Men don't decide to serve God.
Amen.
No, they do not.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
No, 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 no. God decides.
Yes, he does.
And it's already been decided.
Yes, yes.
Before the foundation of the world.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he does.
You were chosen,
yes,
in Christ.
Amen.
Before the world began. Hallelujah. So no need for you to be proud. No, you've done nothing. Praise the Lord. Yeah, all we should do now is give God the glory. Huh? Walk into salvation. Glory. Yeah, baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. But that's not the end of it. Like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Yes.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the fullness of his resurrection.
Glory.
Huh?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
That I might know him?
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the fellowship of his, in the likeness of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death.
Amen.
So Paul said, now death worketh in us.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But life in you.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified.
Yes. Amen.
Auf Wiedersehen, old man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sarinari, you old booger. Hallelujah. You're crucified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Adios.
Amen.
Glory.
Woo. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all can't get excited. Our old man is crucified with him, with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Well, which means we can do it. We have the power not to do it.
Yes.
Behold, I give you power.
Yes.
Over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For he that is dead is freed from sin.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 8, insomuch that we desire Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. That as you abound in everything, in faith, we abound in faith, in utterance, we abound in everything, in utterance, in knowledge, we abound. In all diligence. Oh, yes, let us abound in this. Yeah, so we can, make our calling and election sure. And in your love to us. We want to abound there too. In your love to us. See that you abound in this grace also. This is 2 Corinthians 8. Of course, he's talking about the grace of giving. Absolutely. Y'all know that's the grace. Some people that aren't even saved have the grace. I mean, they are just givers. Some folk are givers. Others are just takers.
Yes.
Huh? Brother said hoarders. We don't have to hoard.
Amen.
Oh, what a woman didn't hoard.
Amen.
She did give, though. Y'all understand it was required of this widow. God didn't send Elijah to the rich man.
Right. Amen.
Everybody was in the famine.
Thank you, Lord.
You would think God, being all wise and nice and loving, wouldn't send the prophet, you know, who'd been laying up by the creek, eating flesh and drinking out of the brook, send him to the old poor widow woman and have her give him her last? Really? Well, that's exact. There were many widows, but he found one. He said, now, widow woman, you sustain the, what? You sustain this prophet. Oh, God told her. She heard. Yeah, what God said. God said, hey, get down to Zarephath. I commanded a widow woman.
Hallelujah.
So that means God talked to her. Yes. Hey, widow woman. A prophet's coming down here. You sustain him. That God knew what she had. She knew what she had. She knew what God said too. Huh? Praise God. Prophet showed up just in time. She was just about to disobey God. He's an on-time God. Hallelujah. And I'm sure the widow was glad that she waited. Absolutely. She tried to back up. The prophet said, hey, it's okay if you do that, but first, I'll make a cake for me. Then make a cake for you and your son. And that meal barrel will never fail. That cruise of old will never run dry. There's a lot of teaching in this. Huh? Right. She needed faith every day. And God had given her faith. He didn't give her a lot of barrels with meal. Just a little bit and a whole lot of faith. That's all you need. There's no need for you to hoard. Just a little faith. Oh, praise God. Even as a grain of a mustard seed. Hallelujah. So it is a grace to give. It's also very wise. It's profitable to give. God gave. Praise God. His only son. Praise God. Jesus paid it all. He's highly exalted. And we in him, seated together in heavenly places in Christ. Paul said, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of thy forwardness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love. Amen. When you give to others, it's an indication of love. Yes. Where do you find it? John 3:16. Yes. Thank you, Lord. An indication of God's love is that he gave. Amen. So when you give, it's an indication of your love. It proves the sincerity of your love. We know God's love is sincere. Amen. Because he gave his best. See? Now, surely we should give our best to God. Yes. to prove the sincerity of our love to him. I see. Yes. Well, we'll all be at the tabernacle then. Lord,
hallelujah.
Huh?
Glory.
No more laying out.
Hallelujah.
Is that how it is?
Praise the Lord.
Does God deserve it?
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Anybody believe God deserved that? Any nays? Okay, good. Praise God. Then we second the motion. All right. Hallelujah. What do we do in the board meetings, aren't we? And then we write a resolution? Sometimes. It's all settled, though. It's what we do. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again rejoice. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to read this now. It should stir us up. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the grace is always attributed to Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
The love of God.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Communion of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Grace is always attributed to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know the grace of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Let me read it to you. That though he was rich, this is the grace he had. Yet, for your sakes, he became poor. How about it? That ye through his poverty might be made rich. Huh? This is the grace of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And we are rich. Absolutely. Paul said we don't possess anything. We,
amen.
Huh? We poor, yet we possess all things.
Yeah, Lord, amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Having nothing, yet possessing all things.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Having nothing, yet possessing all things.
Yes.
Having nothing,
amen.
Yet possessing
yes.
all things.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Poor, yet we make many rich.
Yes.
Huh? Sorrowful, but we're always rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And this I pray that your love may abound. Yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. That ye may approve things that are excellent, and that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. 1 Thessalonians 3, but now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God. Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. Amen. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love. One toward another. Abound in love, one toward another. And toward all men, even as we do toward you. Praise the Lord, saints. Give God the praise to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Stand fast, stand fast, stand fast. That you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, amen, which is to them an evident token of perdition, yes, but to you salvation and that of God. Amen. For unto you it is given in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to suffer, yes, for his sake, having the same affliction which ye saw in me and now here to be in me. Amen. Therefore, my beloved, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, amen, my dearly beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. I beseech, how do you say that? Euodias and Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Amen. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope.
Amen.
Through grace, hallelujah, comfort your hearts, yes, and establish you in every good word and work. Stand fast in the faith. Thank you, Lord. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye. Like me, let all things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren. Hallelujah. You know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. That you submit yourself unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. Stand fast. Let it be so, Lord. Hallelujah. In one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, give God the praise. Okay, may the word take root in your heart, bring forth abundant fruit, the end God might be glorified. What do you want, brother? Back up, brother, back up. Praise the Lord. All right, we need someone to pray for us. Y'all understand that how this happens is I submit to God, and he gives me something as wretched as I am. But it's for your edification, all for helpers of your joy. You understand that? Y'all still going to get angry with me? Well, Pastor Rice, you preach it too plain. Really? That's the grace of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you step on my toes. That's the grace of God. Hallelujah. It's abounding. And y'all stand fast.
Oh my God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Father, for helping us, Lord. We need you more than ever, Lord. Thank you for the word we just heard, Lord. And thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior forever. Oh, Lord God, we need you, Lord, to help us. We need you, Lord, to be our strength. And to go before us, Lord, and to make the way. Oh, Lord Jesus, we need you, Lord, to save us, to deliver us, Lord,
yes, Lord,
to heal us. My God, only you can truly heal us, Lord. So let us seek you, Lord, before we seek anything else. Help us to do that, Lord. And for you have given us faith to believe. My God. I pray, Lord, that faith would not fail us.
Thank you, Lord.
But you, Lord, you prayed the same thing. But we know, Lord, you are faithful and true. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be just like you. And,
yes, Lord.
And let us learn of you to be lowly and meek, that we might inherit the earth. And I thank you for that word, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For all your promises, Lord, that you have stored up for us. Thank you, Jesus. Help us this day, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us, Lord, strengthen our hands to labor. Oh, Lord God, help our infirmities, Lord. We need your help, Lord. We need you. Oh, God, oh, Father, deliver those, Lord, who are in trouble, wherever they may be. Oh, God. Touch your people, Lord. Help us to have a change of heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us, Lord, to do your will, to walk after your commandments, Lord, and to be a doer of the word at all times. But we need your help always, Lord. We need you, oh, Lord Jesus. So turn us again, Lord. Cause thy face to shine.
Yes, Lord.
And we shall be saved because of you, Lord God. Your promises to us, Lord, are very precious, Lord, that we just must be patient. So help us. Teach us to number our days, Lord, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Help us to truly redeem the time. For as you have told us, Lord, and we know, the days are evil, and we have wasted so much time, Lord.
True, Lord.
But thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your many blessings. Thank you for sending your Son to be our Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood, your atoning blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, help us this day to walk in your way, Lord, and to do it more perfectly. I pray, Father, in Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David, for praying for us. Hallelujah. What do you got, Brother Timothy? Thanks for breakfast, Brother Timothy.
You're
Brother
welcome. Ron, Brother You're Kirk. Welcome. This is two shells here. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Book is full of God's shells. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings. So I suppose concerning this bed mattress situation, maybe Paul should come and talk to me. Maybe that should do it. All right? All right. Maranatha, saints, Lord loves you. The Lord is coming.